Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Fiona in Dayton. Fiona says, my husband loves taking candid pictures of us. He's a selfie king. He recently took a very bad up-close picture of me, and my nose looks humongous. He posted the picture on IG, and I made him delete it. How do I get him to stop snapping pictures?
Well, now, let me help you with that nose thing. When you take a picture and your nose looks humongous, it's because it is. That's my whole thing with selfies. I don't know how to hold this camera to tone this thing down. I can't find the angle. Because if I take a picture, I take a selfie, it looks like a hollow dome. It looked like a top view of a stadium.
Do you hold your hand up and shoot down? How you hold it?
I done tried that.
Professional photographer.
Oh, you know what the kids do now? They turn it around. They turn the phone this way and click it. So that might
work. Oh, really?
Okay. That's what Tasha and them do. Yeah.
Yeah, quit doing it. I don't know what to tell you. No, I don't know how you... Oh, okay, let me try it now.
And post it.
You gonna try it?
I'm gonna just put it
on. Let me see. Appear closer.
No, the other way. Turn the phone around. The other way.
Okay, what does that look, though?
Well, you know, I don't know how to look like Monica. That's...
Look at his face. You gotta post.
Please post that. That's how crazy he looks.
Because Monica, you got to look at Monica's to really know how to look fake.
And you don't put any filter or anything on your pic.
Hell no.
To filter the nose, surely. Mm-mm. All right.
Was that one any better? You didn't look so surprised.
Okay, here's what I took a picture of. This is what I turned it around.
Fire. Not even
I
in this
know
picture.
What the hell you said? Okay, right. Let me see. Go ahead.
Moving on to Shaka in Philly. Shaka says, my brother's wife used to mess with a guy that I work with, and he said that she's sending good morning texts to him again. I let her know that I know what she's doing. She said there's no harm in it, and if it's true, should I tell my brother on her?
Your brother's wife is sending texts to
guy,
another man.
Yeah.
That she worked with.
Good morning text.
Good morning.
So, yeah. To him again, he said. Yeah, so she's done it before. Now she's doing it again.
Well,
he's sending a good morning text to her.
Well, if it ain't no harm, then tell your brother.
Yeah. No. You know, she's sending them to him. She's sending them to him.
Mm-hmm. She's sending the texts to another man. But this is the girl's brother's wife that's doing it.
Uh-huh. Right. The girl that wrote the letter is her sister-in-law.
Yep. Yes, Steve.
Yep.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So if it's harmless, then tell it. It's my brother. Hey, man, your wife's still saying hi. It's harmless, though. You know.
So right. She's
see how much harm. Yeah. Let's see how much harm involved.
It's harmless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this good is morning. Not the first time.
Good right. morning, GM. Good morning.
Yeah, moving on to...
Well, you're going to be living over there, so you ain't going to have to send no more texts.
Right.
Moving on to Princess in Wichita. Princess says, I'm 29 years old and I live with my mom. I can't move out because she messed up my credit when I was in college. Now her credit is perfect and she won't help me get an apartment. Would I be wrong if I forged her name on my lease? Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, I would, but you know.
Wait, what?
Yo, which mama.
That's, that's what friends are for.
That's what mama's family.
Keep smiling. Well, her
you
mama ruined
your
her
mom's
credit.
Name on your
her
list.
Mama forged her name, used her credit, got all her lights and stuff turned on.
Yeah.
You know, messed her credit up, got that Sears card that time.
Yeah, I like that Sears card.
Bought that wash and dry and bought them new dishwashing, that kitchen appliances and stuff. Mm-hmm. And bought her husband that riding lawnmower. They got a little good ass yard and he still was out there riding on it.
On the ride, lawnmower.
It was a longer ride driving it from the garage to the front yard.
Crazy. So you would forge. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to forge your mama name. Just going to give me a nice little apartment. You're going to pay the rent because you got yourself together.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go and do it.
And work on your credit.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's cold.
Mm. We're giving illegal advice now. Come on. All right.
Yeah. All right, last one, Steve. Last one. Demetrius in Longview says, my husband and I tried to eat right and work out, but he's been cheating. His car smelled like fried chicken when I used it today. and there were McDonald's napkins on the seat. I need for him to lose weight with me. Should I confront him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
What should she say?
Hey, fat ass.
Steve fries.
No, just walk in there and hold a napkin and hold a little, the Popeye's bag that's balled up under the seat. Uh-huh. Got all that McDonald's wrappers and stuff in here, you know. Just go on in there and talk to him. Look, man, that's what accountability partners are for. If y'all doing it together, you got to be accountable. You're supposed to be helping and support each other.
Uh-huh.
Nothing supports a person better than a strong accusation.
Ooh,
those are very effective.
I'm loving it.
What is this? And you know y'all love doing that. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, excuse me?
Clean this car.
Mr. Chick-fil-A?
Come on, fat boy.
Busted. Yeah. You got busted.
You know what I'm thinking about? A cheat meal this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a toss up. You know, they don't have Whataburgers in Atlanta, do they?
Yeah, it's one
in the suburbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Cobb County and stuff. I think they do.
Yeah.
What?
Cobb Parkway, too.
Off of Dallas Highway out here in Cobb Parkway.
I don't know where.
Yeah, I'm out here, Yeah.
Yeah. Wendy's used to be really good. I don't know if they've changed.
I don't know. Ain't nothing like Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger.
I tell you the most overrated hamburger I've ever seen. That damn In-N-Out, I do not understand that.
Don't go to L.A. and say that.
The lines.
Do not go to L.A. and say that.
I don't care. I tell them. They don't know. Now, if you want a good burger in L.A., you got to go to Fat Burger. I don't care what nobody tell you. Even they turkey burger ain't turkey.
To win the Mona Fat Burger. Yeah.
Five Guys is good, though. You like Five Guys?
Woo, yeah, boy.
And their fries.
Yeah.
Mm. Like fries. All right, guys. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.